Reporting for First City News, I'm Dave Foster, Blazer 91.1 WVUB and WVUB.org. Two water rescues were reported in Davies County in less than 24 hours. The first happened Sunday morning, yesterday, near Elnora. Emergency crews were dispatched shortly after 10 a.m. to the intersection of 1550 North and 300 East for a motorist in distress. Dispatcher said a vehicle was partially in the water, with water beginning to enter the car. Deputies, firefighters, and EMS crews responded. Rescuers used a boat to reach the driver and remove them from the vehicle, and they were taken from the scene for evaluation. Authorities contacted the Davies County Highway Department, and then road close signs were put up in that area. The second incident happened this morning on State Road 358. As the Vigo Township Fire Department in Bicknell was called to assist, the Davies County Washington Township Fire Department and other Davies County units in responding to a report of a vehicle in the water. Crews found the person standing on top of their car, which had been swept off the roadway by the floodwaters and into a field. Rescuers started preparing to deploy a boat and hovercraft from Knox County, but before that equipment was launched, a boat from the Davies County side reached the vehicle. The occupant was taken to the Knox County side and evaluated by Good Samaritan EMS. Authorities say the message is clear: don't drive around barricades or attempt to drive through floodwaters. Doing so puts motorists and the first responders who may have to rescue them at risk. Indiana State Police are investigating a fatal crash that happened on I-69 early Sunday morning around 4:21 a.m. at mile marker 100 near Springville. There was a report of a vehicle overturned in the median. Officers arrived to find a pickup truck in the median and located the driver about 50 feet from the vehicle. Police identified him as 39-year-old Brandon Kuntz of Crane. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Preliminary information from state police indicates the truck traveled off the roadway, entered a ditch in the median, became airborne, and rolled before coming to rest. Investigators say Kuntz was ejected during the crash. Police believe only one vehicle was involved in that Greene County accident, and the investigation continues as officials work to determine why the truck left the roadway. Toxicology reports are pending. An Evansville woman was jailed overnight in Knox County for domestic battery in the presence of a child under 16. 27-year-old Cassie Sparkman was booked in at 1:20 this morning. The arrest was made by the Knox County Sheriff's Department. A Vincennes man jailed Sunday on a charge of public indecency related to a warrant. During his arrest, he allegedly resisted officers as he faces a charge of resisting law enforcement. Total bond for 57-year-old Timothy Brown was $6,000. New billboards promoting Knox County are now appearing in Illinois as part of an outreach campaign organized by the Knox County, Indiana Economic Development. According to their CEO, Chris Path, the effort includes print and digital advertising in Site Selection magazine, a national publication reaching business and relocation professionals. The advertising highlighting business and development activity in Knox County, including manufacturing and logistics growth, housing development, and the presence of local institutions like Vincennes University. Path says about 1,500 people travel from Illinois to Knox County every day for work, and the billboard campaign is aimed at encouraging those commuters to consider living in the county. Indiana is recognizing Severe Weather Preparedness Week this week, an effort aimed at helping residents prepare for storms that commonly impact the state in the spring and summer. The Indiana Department of Homeland Security and the National Weather Service are sharing safety information and encouraging Hoosiers to review their severe weather plans. As part of the week, a statewide tornado drill is scheduled for tomorrow morning around 10:15 a.m. Eastern Time, as the National Weather Service will issue a test tornado warning tomorrow during that time through many alert systems. Businesses, schools, and families are encouraged to use that time to practice their severe weather safety plans. And that's First City News. I'm Dave Foster, Blazer 91.1 WVUB and WVUB.org.